first, let's take a look at our headlines.
Foreign ministers of Russia and Cuba describe bilateral relations as excellent.
Restore statue of the Republic unveiled in Havana.
Lights back in Venezuela following latest attack on electrical system.
Mexican president calls on IMF to apologize for failed policies.
And now the news in detail.
The foreign minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, and his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez, highlighted on Wednesday the excellent state of bilateral relations. The two diplomats held a press conference after holding talks at the headquarters of the island's foreign ministry in the Cuban capital. According to their remarks, the talks covered the evaluation of the agreements reached during the visit of President Miguel Díaz-Canel to Russia in October last year, an upcoming visit to the island by Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, and the two countries' coincidences on pressing issues on the international agenda, primarily the preservation of international peace and security. The Cuban foreign minister said that the strengthening of political, diplomatic, economic, trade, financial, and cooperation relations were discussed during the meeting. Rodriguez noted that relations are making progress on strategic sectors for Cuba, like those of energy, industry, and transportation, with the support of both governments. The Cuban minister also said that the Russian cooperation with the Caribbean island, taking place amidst threats to international peace and security, the proliferation of non-conventional wars, and the imposition of unilateral measures, is highly appreciated by Cuban authorities. The Russian foreign minister, for his part, conveyed greetings to the Cuban people on the occasion of the 66th anniversary of the assault on the Moncada Barracks National Rebellion Day here in Cuba, and reiterated Moscow's commitment to voice its opposition to the U.S. hostility against the Caribbean state. Asked about remarks by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding Russian presence in Latin America as a threat, the U.S. said, to the region's independence and security, Lavrov described them as ridiculous and urged people to take a look at the world map to verify the locations of U.N. military bases to see how distant they are from continental United States. The Russian top diplomat regretted the U.S. lack of respect of international law and reiterated that his country will continue defending the right of the Cuban people to shoot its own future and the means it deems necessary to develop its society. He also rejected Washington's attempts to impose on other countries its own values and principles, which do not necessarily reflect the values of other peoples or civilizations.
The leader of the Cuban Communist Party, Raúl Castro Ruz, attended on Wednesday the official unveiling of the recently restored Statue of the Republic in the capital of Havana. The restoration work was undertaken by Cuban specialists with aid of Russian experts. Currently working on the island in various projects related to the 500th anniversary of Havana. On hand for the ceremony were Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on a one-day official visit to the island, the President of the Nation Assembly of People's Power, the National Parliament, Esteban Lasso Hernandez, Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, along with Russian and Cuban workers who were involved in the work on the monument.
Up to 85% of electricity and lights have been restored in Venezuela after an electromagnetic attack struck the country on Monday, causing a blackout over much of the nation. Energy is back up and running in the capital of Caracas, where lights glimmered at dusk. President Nicolas Maduro denounced the electrical sabotage as the newest criminal attack on Venezuela from an as-of-yet-unknown source. However, Communications Minister Jorge Rodriguez reported Tuesday that the first clues from the investigation point towards the existence of an electromagnetic attack on the Lower Caroni plant at the border with neighboring Guyana that acts as the country's main power provider. This is the fourth attack on Venezuela's power grid since March, when two attacks took place. Another followed in April, and all of the attacks affected Caracas and several states. Investigations of the events found that the blackouts were the result of coordinated cyber attacks on the nation's Curi hydroelectric plant. The electricity in the majority of the nation's public buildings, banks, hospital, and transport remained intact or was quickly reestablished.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly criticized on Tuesday the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, saying that its policy respites have contributed to increased insecurity and poverty in his country. All these organizations should offer apologies to the people of Mexico and practice self-criticism and say what we proposed was a failure and caused serious damage to Mexicans because we said that privatization would lead to growth and employment. Mexico's president made these statements after the IMF said that the country's gross domestic product, GDP, would only increase 0.9% in 2019, a figure that López Obrador maintains is wrong because the Mexican economy will grow by 2% despite all forecasts warning against this. I don't have much confidence in these organizations. They were the ones that pushed neoliberal economics in Mexico, said López Obrador, who described his government as a transformation to a different economic model, which is far away from privatization and corruption.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us, making Radio Havana, Cuba a part of your day here on the radio. Let's go back over now to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez called on progressive forces to ratify their commitment to peace at the Sao Paulo Forum in the face of the current neoliberal attack on Latin America. The top Cuban diplomat wrote on his Twitter account, "Let's all, left-wing and progressive forces, convene at the Sao Paulo Forum, where we'll ratify our commitment to peace in the face of neoliberal capitalist attack against our peoples and the challenges represented by implementation of the Monroe Doctrine in our Americas." From July 25th to the 28th, Venezuela will host representatives of 100 political parties on the occasion of the regional meeting.
Fernando González Llort, hero of the Republic of Cuba and president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with Peoples, ICAP, is currently in India, leading the Cuban delegation that will attend the 9th regional meeting of solidarity with Cuba, scheduled from the 26th and 27th of July in Kathmandu, Nepal. González Llort was received by Ambassador Oscar Martínez Cordobés, who also welcomed Aleida Guevara, daughter of Commander Ernesto Che Guevara, member of the Cuban delegation to the Asian event, also dedicated to the 60th anniversary of Che's visit to India. This conference is a follow-up of the 8 previous editions that have been held in the Asia-Pacific region, and for the first time it will be developing in Nepal. According to the Cuban embassy in India, delegates from some 25 countries are expected to attend the event.
Thousands of members of Chile's College of Teachers decided on Tuesday to end their 50-day strike, the second longest in the history of the country's educational sector. The president of the college, Mario Aguilar, made the announcement after the teachers voted by 67% to put an end to the strike, while 32% wanted to continue. The union leader said he was proud of the long-term mobilization that taught the arrogant government a lesson. The government had refused to seek a way out to the crisis through talks and only came to the dialogue table when the strike had been going on for 4 weeks. Although the teachers decided to go back to their work activities, the president of the college pointed out the need to continue the fight as there are still issues that have not been resolved yet, and he assured that returning to work does not mean the teachers are renouncing their demands.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Foreign ministers of Russia and Cuba describe bilateral relations as excellent.
Restore statue of the Republic unveiled in Havana.
Lights back in Venezuela following latest attack on electrical system.
Mexican president calls on IMF to apologize for failed policies.